Rogers Online.
Happy New Year, everyone. EPP 71 coming to you this week from Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to hear it, sign up to be an EPP. Help keep our show on the air. And enjoy getting freaked out with some of the best ghost stories that we've ever told. Here's a little taste of what you'll hear in this week's EPP bonus episode. This event occurred about the time I was beginning to realize that I didn't just consistently move into haunted homes, which is what I thought. Maybe I was sensitive or attracting stuff. I'm a native Southerner, and most people accept that this stuff is real because it's everywhere. I was in college and had recently started working for one of the tour companies. Yes, I'm one of those. Savannah has a reputation for a reason. The not untrue joke is that you're always walking on bodies. I was looking for a place to stay and responded to an ad for a room in a Victorian house in the historic district. The minute I arrived, I knew I was home. It was a beautiful yellow Victorian near a park. An elderly, graceful gentleman owned it and lived in the bottom floor, which was decorated in elegant 20s period decor. The rest of the house was parceled out into apartments, which students rented out. First odd thing, I can't express to you how at home I felt. I've always sincerely regretted moving out of this place. I started to notice a presence around the place, objects moving, but brushed it off as it is what it is. I live in an 1800s home. The first presence was a gentle motherly presence. I just felt comforted. One night I was nodding off and heard, "May." I thought, gee, I should blow out those candles. I heard it again. "Get up!" I nodded off again. Then I was shoved so hard I bounced to a sitting position in my bed. I blew out my candles and fell asleep. I didn't feel bad or malevolent. That is why I had no fear. Shortly after that, another very bizarre event occurred. There you go. You want to hear the full story? Find out if indeed the entity was or was not malevolent. What was that next bizarre occurrence? Become an EPP by signing up on the website realghoststoriesonline.com. You'll get access to that story and all the other ones from this week and all of our previous weeks. Also on the show this week, a family meal is interrupted by a rather angry poltergeist. A listener finds out how unsettling it can be to hear something mimicking her own voice, and something literally came out of a scary movie to terrorize a mother and daughter. Just picturing, like, The Ring. Literally. It's a story that is going to shock you, I can guarantee that. Those stories in this week's EPP bonus episode. When you become an EPP, you get access to, like I said, this and all of our previous episodes and exclusive video content as well, including our video series, Seeing Ghosts. You can see some very, very compelling photo evidence of the paranormal right there. Sign up. It's only $5 a month. It keeps our show on the air, and we greatly appreciate that. Go to the website, realghoststoriesonline.com. Click Become an EPP and enjoy.